Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network. You can check us out on our website at thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. Our call-in number is 515-602-9657. We got a lot to talk about, tuberculosis and Biden, and a disease that's been eradicated initially in this country is coming back with a vengeance because of Biden's open door policy and all the people coming in and shipping around the country, especially kids. It's a deadly disease. We'll talk about that. Biden's situation continues to grow. There's 10 different indictments coming down in the next few days against Hunter and Joe Biden and the Biden Crime Syndicate, including racketeering and many other stuff there. It's going down from bribery, racketeering, extortion, child porn, the violation of the Mann Act. There's a lot of stuff going on. You got Duff Hyken, a well-known Democrat, Jewish Democrat, the very big. This guy here is ultra-Orthodox, as they say, and he went from Democrat, and he's been Democrat for the majority of his life. He just registered as a Republican and flipped him and his wife, and a lot of the Jewish community in New York City is flipping parties because of the increased anti-Semitism that's happening by the Democrats, which I call them the communists. If you're Jewish, you shouldn't be voting for supporting a Democrat. If you're Catholic, you shouldn't be supporting a Democrat. Biden was seen at church today. This is a guy, he's a creep. This guy here, he's a false prophet. He's the devil going into a church and trying to pretend that he's for God when he's not. This is a guy that supports human trafficking, including children, with the open borders and everything else. I hope everybody saw Sound of Freedom. And it's the Biden administration, actually it's the Obama administration, this movie was based off of initially. But they're all the same. It's a multi-trillion dollar industry, and that's something we need to discuss in that. And by all the illegal activities coming in with human trafficking and the drugs, the fentanyl, it's very important that we talk about it. Every day, 300 people die in this country from drug overdoses and fentanyl. And we just started, and the arresting doctors, it is illegal in this country to prescribe fentanyl when it comes to doing another drug. And a lot of doctors that are doing it are being picked up right now around the country because they're violation of laws. They protect that, and we're going to protect these kids, so we're going to protect the adults. Fentanyl is a deadly drug. And if it does not know how to administer it right, you could kill someone. So that's a big thing there. And, of course, with all the crimes of the big city going on, and the fact that they're just defunding the police and everything, and the police department is being short. There's a shortage of police officers in these blue-run cities, the Democrat-run cities, because of the policies of the Democrats, the communists, and their policies. The police are not going to risk their lives for strangers if they have no support, and the cries upon the police. Hey, you know what? If you want to go that route, have your psychiatrist or social worker respond to a rape call or a robbery in progress or a murder scene or something like that to see what happened, how long they live and support, survive. So that's a big thing there. But we actually got a lot of these going on right now. Besides that, we're going to be talking to our co-host, Scarlett. I'm going to introduce her in a second. I just want to continue one thing. The last few shows, I've been reading prayers and excerpts from a book called I For Grace You. It's by Dr. David A. Anderson. We have a meeting coming up on Thursday. We'll be talking about more of that now on Wednesday and then for next Sunday. But the reason why I do that is to try and it's not to look the other way to criminals. No, we didn't say that. Criminals, by nature, they commit crimes, they should be punished to the full extent of the law. What's going on by what New York is doing right now, and other left-wing red, blue states or blue cities, whatever you want to call it, the blue cities, like New York, and giving, I think it's $1.5 million or something like that to 14,000 BLM and Antifa people that were arrested right after George Floyd. And now they're getting like $50,000 a piece as a kickback or payback. That's wrong because you're saying a crime does pay about $50,000 a person. That's wrong. You are paying people to be criminals, and that is wrong. It's not how you do it. They shouldn't be paid a red cent. In fact, they should be in prison for a long time. And we need to get rid of these wishy politicians. Eric Adams has to go. Merkel's got to go. Herkel's got to go, and others, and all these left-wing George Soros district attorneys have to go. That's why people are leaving the blue states in droves, because you can't survive in there. If you want to survive, you want to protect your family, you want to protect your citizens, you got voted out every single Democrat. You can't be a Democrat supporter called law and order or anything to do with Bible or anything like that. You can't, because they're against it. So my thing is, what I just did that was the reasons to install, the reason why I read that is to, teach people how to move on with their lives and to try and go and to learn the inner being of oneself to be better for themselves so they could grow and succeed in life. You see, it's another version of Make America Great, or MAGA, is to understand that MAGA is a movement. It's not one person. If Donald Trump goes, disappears tomorrow, MAGA still live because we all believe in making ourselves better than we are today. And that's what MAGA is to make yourself better. It's to improve our inner being and ourselves. It's to dream and fulfill those dreams and passions and goals that you have and continue to fight for it and go for it. That's what MAGA is. MAGA is to try and improve oneself to be better than what we were before and to follow our dreams to succeed. Because if we as individuals do that, we improve the community. We improve, not improve the family, but we improve the community. It improves the city and then the state and the country. And that makes America great again because we're actually improving from within. And that's how we're doing it. And that's what makes MAGA great. That's so you can get rid of Trump and we'll still have a MAGA movement. But it's never going to get rid, you're never going to get rid of Trump because every time they do indictment or every time they talk about something or they try and do something, Trump goes up in the polls. Every single American that knows that this is election interference, that this is a third world country thing, and everybody is going to vote for Trump because of that. And that's why he's up by 30, 40, or 50 points in every poll straight down the line. And every time they do something, for example, if they do indictments coming down for J6, we know that's a falsehood. We know that's bad. You know, that's a falsehood that the, that this is weaponizing. You notice that this came down. We got a call coming in. I'll give it to that in a second. We know that this is happening because of the fraud that's going on. Because what's happening is they know Biden was exposed to corrupt that he is. And now the same week that we had the whistleblowers, they're coming out with a possible diamond on Trump on J6, which we know is a, it's all corruption on Hunter Biden. It's the real credible, and along with Joe Biden, the Biden crime scene there. Before I bring on the call at 407, I'm going to ask Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good.
Okay, you have anything to say?
No.
Are you sure?
Nothing.
Okay, let me bring up 407, and then we'll go to what you want to talk about. Okay, hello, 407. Who am I talking
yes,
to?
Yes, hi, my name is Nathan in Orlando, and I got a comment that goes along with what you were just saying about the MAGA. You know, the 2008 Tea Party, which was common people, many of these people wasn't even registered to vote, but that woke people mm-hmm. up watching Obama gain everything that he got elected to do. And the people rose up, and the Tea Party was getting people's attention. Well, the Republicans at the federal level, they federalized the Tea Party by the consultants putting together buses, and they were touring the rallies, and they showed up with reelect the Republicans and hold their feet to the fire. And that whole Tea Party was a rejection of the Republican Party. But the Republicans are better politicians than the people, and they got out front and they got reelected, and the same everything Obama wanted to do, he was able to continue to push through, to include Obamacare, with Ted Cruz doing a 21-hour, 19-minute fake filibuster, and they voted 100-0 the next morning, and nobody caught that. But Trump is what the Tea Party started to do. So I just want to throw that out there.
Okay, a couple of things. One, I talked to somebody that's one of the original Tea Party members back in the day. When Rick Santelli yelled out, "We need a Tea Party," we were actually the ones that started with Jenny Bette Marlin and Amy Kramer and Dick Armey and myself and a few others. And I'm in Broward County, and we had a Tea Party rally on April 15, 2009. And they were expecting, this is the heart of Broward, as you know, she's in Orlando, so you know this. It's a very left blue, it's a deep blue county. And what happened was they were saying maybe you'd get 200, 300, 400 mm-hmm. people. We ended up 6,000 that day. And then we continued to grow on it. Then we had the Tea Party Fort Lauderdale with Danita and Jack. And we were getting, we built that out from scratch. And then we went to the Sunrise Tea Party, which I took, I expanded Danita's and went to Sunrise. And we did it that way. So we have both the west side and the east side of Broward County going. And we did that. And it grew over a period of time. But yeah, we had infiltration by the left in that. And we exposed it.
But it also was infiltration. No, the infiltration was the Republicans hijacking the Tea Party movement.
I don't know about that. I got the vote record to prove it.
I got the vote record to prove it. If you got an email, I'll send it to you. The Ted Cruz did a 21-hour, 19-minute filibuster.
I remember that.
And they voted 100-0. And the guy from South Carolina, Tim Scott, the guy from Tim Scott that's running for president, he wrote a letter to Obama. I got a copy of it, telling him the damage that Obamacare will do, ACA is what he said, will do to the economy and to our health care system. And he, too, 100% of the Republicans signed that letter, and he, too, voted for it. So, you know, the Republicans
I don't know. I don't know if Tim Scott was actually in the Senate at that time.
Yes,
just going back
he was. I can send you his letter. If you give me an email address, I can send it to you.
Send it to the show. Go to the truth.
I'll get in it. You got a chat room?
Yeah, go. You can do it in the chat room. I have a chat room if you go on. If you click on the radio show, but if you go to the truthisthetruth.net, that's the website for us, and you can send it that way.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to hang out and keep listening.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Scarlett,
bye-bye.
Any comment?
I want to see the docs.
Okay. Now, and you're the one that wants to bring up to Bob. You want to talk about tuberculosis and what's going on with the water and stuff, and it's dangerous because you're very big with kids.
Well, they're going to kill them.
That
stuff is it's very contagious. It's airborne. The cough is airborne. And if you're very sick, they're going to get a lot of people sick. So we're going to have a big outbreak because I read that a lot of illegals are coming in with TB.
Right. And know what they're doing? Biden is busing them to these kids. It's not DeSantis. It's not the Governor Abbott. It's actually Biden that's taking these kids in California and busing them around the country for the other kids to do it. And it's being documented. But it's, you know, and it's also part of the human trafficking that's happening in this country and around. Like I said, it's a multi-trillion-dollar business, and the Sound of Freedom is a good movie for everyone to see. By the way,
he's trying to cause another epidemic because of the election, so the states can change their rules.
And this time around,
that's
not going to happen.
Watch and see it happen.
It's not going to happen because this time around, it doesn't matter. People are going, they're not listening to them. There's no state in this country, and that includes the blue states, that the people are going to get mandated for a mask and stay in the house anymore. That's gone. It is over with that. Even in deep blue areas,
Hochul,
it's over.
You want to watch Hochul and Whitmer and all the other buttheads do it? You watch.
They're not doing it. They already. They know it's not going to do it. They know it's
going to do it. They're going to do it. All right. Whatever you say. They're going to do it.
So
I saw the triple pandemic. They're trying to cause something with the flu and COVID and something else. So.
Well,
they're going to do anything they can do to make something happen. And when you play with fire, you get with fire. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's true.
So they're going to do whatever shit hit to make it fly.
That is true. You know,
desperate. It don't matter. Trump is just what Trump is. But the end result is to make sure that they fuck on the people. Okay?
And you're going to see, and I promise you're going to see.
They're doing it. They're doing it.
And then you'll see a revolution, and you're going to be around too much longer because the American people had enough. I want to tell you something. They're so scared of what could happen that Atlanta, who's another one that's George Soros, the district attorney, Atlanta may be indicting Trump on a phone call, which is legal and has transcripts and everything, to the 2020
Trump
election.
Use the wrong condom, they're going to indict him on it.
Right.
If he bought the wrong underwear, they'll indict him on it. Okay,
but anyway, they told
the
Atlanta police.
Or whatever he did, or something on his golf course, or something on his hotels, they will indict him. Okay?
Anyway, they told the Atlanta police. They told the mayor,
you know what?
Yeah.
So who's the governor of Georgia?
Kemp, I think.
So Kemp's going to fuck
no,
up?
Kemp has not... No, Kemp said don't do it. And the Atlanta Police Department told the mayor to go scratch. So they're not going to do it because they know it's a political ploy. And what's going to end up happening is that the district attorney is going to get arrested. They're not going to the American people even.
By the way, how come Bragg is still the DA? What happened with that shit?
That's coming slowly. No, in New York is a left wing area, and the Bar Association takes a long time, but
doesn't
it's doing
matter.
That.
Jim Jordan didn't do his job. It's bullshit.
That's not to do it. The Congress can't impeach Bragg because it's a local issue. But the Bar Association can, and in the process of doing it. But it takes time. It could take months.
You know what? Hello? You know what they can do? They can suspend him with pay.
The governor has to do that, and she's not going to do it. So there's other measures that's being taken, and that's how it is.
The bar can do it.
And they are in the process, but it takes months to do.
Okay.
He's got hearings. Find out why he shouldn't be practicing. He's got hearings in the next few weeks to decide if he should have if his career is over or not. So it takes time. But most of the stuff out of New York is gone.
Just like what happened with impeaching the butthead in the White House.
It's in the process. There's five different cases all on the floor. This the next two or three
you
weeks.
You need only one.
Doesn't matter. What they're doing first is Garland. And Garland is tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday. And he'll be gone by the end of the week. Then they're going to Biden.
Ray is not even gone.
Garland's the one you need to go. That's first.
Ray.
This is the order.
Hello,
Garland,
Ray.
Garland is
Ray.
Ray is second. Garland is first because he's the head of the DOJ. Okay, Ray is second. He's the FBI.
Garland has to go first. What is he going to be indicted on? What do you got on Merrick?
Well, Garland was negligence and conspiring to the Bidens. Same thing with Ray.
Fraud? Let's try
fraud,
the word.
Yeah.
Fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Collusion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would something else be? Embezzlement, just to name a few. You know what? We knew someone who goes to church, which is a fraud. So why should it surprise you that Sniffer Kid goes to church, which is a fraud?
It's a cover.
They're frauds.
It's a cover.
Okay. So it's just fraud. They're hypocrites. Yeah. They're there to fuck with people. He's posturing himself as a fake piece of shit. Okay?
Yeah.
But there's so many stupid, gullible people out there who have a brain, who are really, really smart. I would say human beings are smart. Okay? And how you choose to use your smarts.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Nobody's born stupid. Nobody. But when you choose to close your eyes and say, oh, that's great information. I'm going to take your word for it. Oh, yeah. That's a problem. You know?
That's right.
So that movie, it's running in the theater.
Right.
How many individuals have changed, have been woken up to this shit?
A lot. A lot. It's actually a lot of stuff in there, including some Democrats that the Democrats supporters saw the movie and realized that they should be supporting.
Didn't you tell me today a Democrat switched to Republican out of New York?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Doc Pikin.
Okay. So I've been seeing lately a lot of Democrats have been turncoat and leaving
including
the party and becoming a Republican or
right.
has conservative values. I don't know.
Right. Including a Democrat in Atlanta, right out of the outskirts of Atlanta, and she in a deep blue thing, told us constituents and everything, and they actually applauded when she said because the Democrat Party left her.
Can you tell me one conservative on the Hill? True conservative.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan. There's a few.
Okay. How about in the Senate?
The one that that disclosed the 1023 for one. Ted Cruz, I don't believe the gentleman that called in, 407, about Ted Cruz. I remember the 21-and-a-half.
I'm going to tell you something. That gentleman who called in wanted your email.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I said do it through the other way.
I say he was a mole.
Maybe.
He smelled malicious.
Anyway, it's possible. You never know.
So I'm saying to myself, I hope you don't give out your email.
I know. That's why we have a website. We have the chat board. If you want to give information, go that route. To do the website, go to thetruthisthetruth.net and subscribe. It's the safest way for everybody.
And I'll get their email.
And we'll get the information. Yeah. Anyway, there's 10 criminal referrals that's being done by this week that's going to put the Bidens out.
What is that about?
Okay. The Congressional Council. That's what I'm doing now.
What is that about?
He expects to file between 6 and 10 criminal referrals to the Justice Department related to President Biden's son and him, including evidence that Hunter Biden violated the Mann Act. The Mann Act is a federal law that makes it. In order to get an indictment, they have to refer it to federal authorities for the indictment of grand jury. They actually don't have, Congress doesn't have arrest abilities, but they have indictment abilities. And this is the process to do it. And this is to set up for the impeachments. And this is how it's done. And they're charging Hunter Biden and Joe Biden for violating of the Mann Act, which is a federal law that makes it illegal to transfer women across state lines for prostitution.
You got to take out Kamala.
She's getting done too.
No, Kamala.
They're doing Kamala too, but there's another evidence for that case.
You cannot do Joe and Hunter first. You have to take out Kamala.
Kamala will be gone within the next 24 to 48 hours. Not by us, by Biden himself, because he officially fired her.
Then you take out Joe Snifficate and Snifficate Jr. Okay? I'm still trying to figure out, why do you have a prostitute fly over to do you when you can just do it from where you are? And he has a girlfriend. What's the deal, man? Why would he want a prostitute?
He's a deviant.
An STD or something to do. Okay? How does that make sense?
I don't think she
spread her legs. I think she was a mule. I think she brought him drugs. I think she brought him money.
Anyway, here is, I got the key quotes from FBI's Brian's family informant file. This is the 1023. Folks, I have the 1023. I am reading this now from the 1023 that was released by the Senate and it has been confirmed. It was verified by the Senate, by the FBI. This is real. Excerpts from the FBI's confidential informant file on the Binance describe a conversation between the informant and officials from Ukraine gas company Burisma. This is 1023 now. In late 2015, early 2016, the informant met with Vadim Pachowski, chief financial officer of Burisma, who bragged about having Hunter Biden on the board. This is a quote. They hired Hunter Biden to protect us through his dad from all kinds of problems. There's your kickbacks and play for pay.
What kind of problems?
Listen, let me read it. In 2016, the informant met with Mykola Shadowski, head of Burisma. This is the guy who owns Burisma. Shortly after Joe Biden had made a public statement about Ukraine Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin being corrupt and that he should be removed from office, asked about Shokin's investigation to Burisma. By the way, everybody saw the tape of Biden. Yes, watch. No, that's not to do with Zelensky.
Okay.
Zelensky replied something to the effect of, don't worry, Hunter, we'll take care of all of those issues through his dad, the informant. Did not ask any further questions about what that specifically meant, and that's another quote. The informant suggested Zelensky had hired some attorney for $50,000 to litigate the case, Zelensky said, and I quote, it cost $5 million to pay one Biden, and another $5 million to the other Biden. He admitted to paying off Joe and Hunter Biden, $10 million, five for Hunter, five for the big guy. The informant asked Zelensky why he didn't hire some normal U.S. oil and gas advisors. Zelensky made some comment that although Hunter Biden was stupid, this is the guy saying Hunter Biden was stupid, and his dog was smarter. So Zelensky needed to keep Hunter Biden on the board so everything will be okay. The Bidens pressured him, Zelensky said. Zelensky stated he didn't want to pay the Bidens and he was pushed to pay them. He said has many text messages and recordings to show that he was coerced to make such payments. Asked whether Hunter Biden or Joe Biden told Zelensky and Hunter Biden, Zelensky replied they both did. In other words, they both were in the conversation. They both pushed prior to him. Asked if he had any proof that he'd be pressured to pay the Biden's, Zelensky said, and I quote, he had a total of 17 recordings involving the Biden's. Two of the recordings included Joe Biden, and the remaining 15 recordings only include Hunter Biden. The former reiterated that, per Zelensky's, these recordings evidence Zelensky was somehow coerced into paying the Bidens to ensure Ukraine prosecutor Jennifer Viktor Shokin was fired. That was the
Can I ask you a question? Is there a war in Ukraine to cover this shit up?
I think it is. And so there's a lot of people. Zelensky responded that he did not send any funds directly to the big guy, which the informant understood was a reference to Joe Biden. Zelensky responded it would take them investigators 10 years to find the records, i.e. illicit payments to Joe Biden. The informant thought the story of the Burisma officials was credible. Given the pervasive necessity to bribe government officials in Ukraine and Russia, the former did not perceive Pachowski or Zelensky's statement to be unusual, self-serving, or protectional.
Do you think we gave Putin uranium to go start a war in Ukraine?
I don't know. He called it, say, he violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act. He was money laundering. He was racketeering. He committed wire fraud. He violated the Mann Act. The list goes on and on and on, Comer said. But yet he gets a slap on the wrist, and the Democrats want to talk about, oh, the two-tier system of justice is racist in America. Well, Hunter Biden is the ultimate white privilege guy here.
Not
and that comes
jail,
from Comer.
Yeah. He's not in jail.
Soon. Comer also said that the evidence is pretty overwhelming that the 80-year-old president was engaged in the $10 million bribery scheme.
These criminals have their shit covered.
Not anymore. Tomorrow starts the process for the indictments and the impeachment of the war.
It's a lot of yada, yada.
It's not. It's already been scheduled.
It's yada, yada to me. Most of the people are not following this shit because they follow the left-wing news dupe shit.
CNN, both CNN and MSNBC both started to talk about this today. So we're starting to break in.
It's bullshit. Nobody follows their networks. They're in shit.
I understand. Fox is talking about it. Newsmax is talking about it. RSPN.
Fox is not talking about it.
Yes,
Murdoch,
they are. Murdoch's no longer in charge. Some Arabs are in charge, but it doesn't matter. They are talking about it.
The Emirates were always in charge. The Emirates owned Fox.
Yeah.
So I don't know how where Murdoch fits his ass in. When Roger Ailes...
Well, I want to tell you something. What's breaking the story now is the New York Post, which is owned by Murdoch. He broke the story and stuff, and he's got that going. Fox is starting to pick it up again, and they're working on it. Of course, Newsmax is doing a tremendous job on it, and it's getting played.
It'll be in the headline for a day. Because they'll do something else.
It's not
going to
be in the headlines for a day. But his the proceedings scheduled for tomorrow morning. Find all that stuff.
That derailment train in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's still around.
Where the water is being poisoned.
That's the one in Ohio.
What's going on around us? Are you unaware of each thing that these criminals do? They're killing people. Agenda 21, genocide. And it's just not one thing. Look at the whole enchilada of it. They're killing people. Some real fast, some real slow, but they're doing a grandstand job, and they're getting paid for it on top of it. Okay? Going to jail, and innocent people are just being hurt and cast aside, and bus ran over them, and nothing's being done to stop it. You sit there and go yada 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 with your questions all day. Please don't tell me that. It isn't helping. It's not doing anything. It's a joke, and these idiots get paid for it. They are a joke. They're a laugh. They're not getting it. I don't want to hear about it. Okay? They are not getting the job done. Don't tell me it takes time. They've had plenty of time. They are not getting the shit done. It doesn't take 12 things to impeach a president. It takes one. Let them just goddamn do their fucking job.
They can file and get impeached today. In the House.
They did it already. So there should be a trial.
They don't have the evidence to put it in trial in the Senate. Not enough yet. Don't forget, we don't control the Senate totally.
We don't
number one.
I'm right. Charlie Schumer won't follow the war. Am I right?
He'll for the truth, but we won't have enough votes. He will. The deal is that he will do it. He'll do the trial, and he'll get off scot free. We want the evidence to put it in, and we have that signed this week. Biden will be impeached.
Hello?
Within the next 2 weeks.
Hello, the Republicans won't vote for this.
No, Republicans will, but we need 67 votes in the Senate.
You have no Democrat senator in hill that cares
not
about this
country. No, you only have a few right now, all right?
So
you
as
of today, you have about 62,
you got?
63.
Got Manchin and Stamina. Who else we got?
You have about 62 or 63 people. We need a few more. And the only way you could do that, if we have the evidence, is for 2% in trial. And that's what we're doing right now. We're getting everything together. Impeaching him in the House, we could do it yesterday.
Hello?
But we need to be able to go the other way.
I'm hanging up.
Why?
Because you keep talking over me.
Why are you not letting me answer you?
Well, you know what? Because it's retarded.
But this is a process that's got you. Okay, the House, we could impeach him yesterday.
You know what? You know what? They're all intelligent individuals, these people.
Right.
Okay? They weren't born yesterday. We're not remaking the wheel. They know the mother is guilty. They know it. All
yeah, but it's a political
it.
Thing here.
So
and unless you can present...
So they would be revered to stand up and grow some.
Except they're not going to. Okay? You talk about the Communist Party. It's not the Democratic Party of years ago. This is pure communism.
You're telling me none of these Democrats are blue dogs.
No. Maybe two or three. That's it.
Why are they there?
Because the people are stupid that voted for these Democrats. Plain and simple.
Some of them are
They're stupid people. Trump is right.
Hold it. Some have been there a very long time. So you're
telling me
year of the flood, they were just assholes dead.
Yeah. You need term limits. You need to people to actually stand on the convictions and follow the Constitution. You're not getting it. You know, and certain people. You know,
okay,
you know what?
Then the people deserve this shit because they fucking voted for them. So why fucking
right.
feel bad for them? Fuck them.
I'm not. But the thing is this.
Good for me. Well, we got a butthead governor, so I'm not too thrilled about him.
Yeah, but he's still better than anyone else. Look at all this stuff here. I got stuff here.
Fine.
I got in here.
Do we have TB children in this state?
Okay, let me go. Let me go and bring him back on. He got his hand up.
Oh, no. Where are you going to go?
Okay, I got your hand. I saw what you posted in the chat room.
Yeah, no, okay. Now, I posted a message in there. I posted everything I said. I posted a message in there. I am not a mole. I do not get my news from any media website. I go to the congressional, the Senate, and the executive record. I can put it in front of you. I'm going to put something in your site, in your chat room, and this is what it's going to be. It's going to be all the counties in Florida. I want you to pick your county and go there and look at how much the Republicans are outnumbered by the no party affiliates.
I know that the Republicans have been rejected.
Here, just in this county alone, there are criminals. They're corrupt.
What county
okay?
are you in?
I'm Broward.
I told
you that
county.
Earlier. Yeah.
Okay.
Broward
I'll
county
tell you what you
so
got
corrupt.
Here.
It's got Debbie Wasserman Schmutz. Okay. The mayors are corrupt. They're all Democrats. The commissioners. We just got a handle on the school boards. You know. So they don't screw our kids. We have a corrupt sheriff. We have it's a fight here, okay?
Now in
it's
your
been
side,
going on
in
a
your
very
in,
long time.
In your county, the Republicans and Democrats are right next to each other. I mean, the Republicans and no party affiliates are right there next to each other. Okay, So the Republicans ain't doing if the no party affiliates are real close to them, they're not doing that. But if you go across the state, and most of them, like in Orange County where I'm at, is close to almost $100,000 more no party affiliates than Republicans. It's like that all across the state and all across the country. There's somewhere, and I'm not a mathematician, but there's somewhere probably in the neighborhood of 50 to 55% of the registered voters are either no party affiliates or they're called independents in other states. That's enough to tell me the Republicans have been rejected.
So, that's why, look, I will tell you something.
Because
that's why whoever wins, whoever wins the independents wins the election. And right now, as of yesterday's polling, Trump has 18% or 18-point lead over Biden on independents. And that's been confirmed by like three or four different polling. If he maintains that or increases it, because every time they try and indict him, he's going to go up anyway because of they know it's government interference, election interference, and they've had enough of that. But what they're doing is so the independents are retaliating, which is important because you're right. The NPAs, an all-party affiliate, always was a big thing there. So when somebody runs in a particular district, say 23, 22, 25 down here in Broward or something in that nature, because they changed it from last time around because the census, when they always got to find out what the amount of the difference between Democrat and Republican, Democrat, and then we got to make it up with the NPAs to try and overcome whichever is leading. But in Florida,
when I was in my early 20s, and I can't confirm this, but I heard them in the media saying this, that the Republicans and Democrats are about at 80-80. And you need that other 20% of no party or independents. You got to get whoever can get them over. But now when you go to a lot of these sites and you see the Republicans are outnumbered in the 50, 60, and sometimes 80, I mean, just big numbers. You can't say that you can change that many people's minds, especially when you see we've continued to see the same insanity over, and that's the reason Trump got elected, because he breaks the mold of being. We have one party; it's called the Republican and Democrat, and they got me and you divided, fussing over the issues. And I can go through it, and I can put the record in front of you, but the Republican Party is the party. I don't want to debate the subject, but the Republican Party is the party of abortion. George Daddy Bush in 1969 wrote a law, Title X, that funds Planned Parenthood. It was 100-0 in the Senate in 70. Nixon signed it.
I'm not going to argue that.
Seven of the nine judges were Republican appointed. So, you know, right there, this thing of keeping the Republican alive is not – It's over. We're back at
But that's why. Let me finish with this. That's why Donald Trump is going to win. Going to win the election.
No,
and won the last time.
No independent will win the White House. Sorry.
Well, I know we need to read the Constitution, because what our system we have that we know is not in the Constitution. It's not in the Constitution. There is no electoral college that decides for only two parties who the candidate is going to be. I'll give you a challenge. Take your finger, get a copy of the preamble, the Constitution, Bill of Rights and Amendments. Take your finger and touch each word. When you see the word electoral or college, take a picture of it, put it online, and that'll settle it. It's not in there. And if you go read Federalist Paper 68 and Anti-Federalist 68, It confirms that the electors are citizen peers that they're not committed to any party or anything but their conscience. We're not living what the Constitution says. I made an oath to the Constitution and served under three U.S. presidents, and I'm not going to vote for anybody but a citizen candidate who has a consistent record. And I get my news from the record. I get my news from the record, from the congressional record. I'm going to hang up and keep listening, and I'm going to get out of your chat room. But what I put in your chat room.
No, you're doing
what
fine.
What I put in
you're
your chat
fine.
Room, please look that up.
No, that's fine. We're going to do that. You did fine. I want to thank you for that. I urge you to go to our website, thetruthisthetruth.net, and sign up and put that in there, too, if you can.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your part of the conversation, too, ma'am.
You're quite welcome. Calling anytime.
We got to keep disagreeing because guess what? Whoever gets the mind gets the heart, and whoever gets the heart owns everything. We see we're in that situation now. Y'all have a wonderful day. I'll finish listening to you, but I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah, by the way, we only got a few more minutes to go anyway. It's only an hour.
Okay, Scarlet Butler telling everybody I'll be back on Wednesday. Have a great night. Watch the events as they transpire. Fold or open or whatever is going to happen. I say shit's going to happen. God bless you. God bless America. Bye.
I would like to thank the people in the chat room, Duck Northwest Media, Lightweight, and others that were in and out. That was really cool. And we'll look up, and I hope Lightweight goes into our website and signs up with that and gives us some information on that. Thank you again, everybody. We got a few minutes left on today. On Wednesday, we got a good show at 8 o'clock. Wednesday at 8 p.m. Tune in there on the same media outlet, the Block Talk Radio, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network on Block Talk Radio. It'll be on at 8 o'clock. Call in number again is 515-602-9657. I also want to thank my co-host Scarlett, and I urge everyone to investigate. Listen to about everything. Watch out there and see what happens, and see. But get involved. We have a bill that was protecting, that needs to protect these kids that are born alive, or was a box of abortions, that's little babies that are born alive, instead of letting these abortionists and doctors leave it on the table till they die, and then they throw the garbage. It's in the Senate to protect these little, treat them as preemies, and you need to get the Senate to put on the floor of all S-204, that's Senate Bill 204, S-204. Call your senator and try that. It's important. We need to fight. And you know, he's right. When you run for office, because I ran for office, and you got and actually was a campaign manager for one of the candidates, and the same thing happened. And you could win your party, and this was CD22 at the time. Different now, but he won the primary, but we lost the general because he didn't get the crossover. If we had just a little bit of the NPAs, he would have won. So that's important. But one of the things I try to say is that in Florida, we have a 600,000 vote registered Republican advantage over Democrats. And that's a big thing. But yes, NPAs is very big. And but if you can get a large amount of MPAs or independents anywhere in the country, you win. And with Trump having an 18-point lead as of right now, and if they try and indict him for number three, for J6, he's going to grow because the independents do not like this garbage. And it's important. And that's another big thing. Also, we need to secure our borders. We need to make sure to protect the citizens from getting fentanyl in, the TB coming in from illegals. We need Congress to step up, not the House. The House could impeach all of them today and tomorrow. You know, whenever they do it, it'll be done. They got the votes, but they need to. But the Senate is the one thing, and they're very meticulous because they want to make sure they have enough evidence, not like the sham that was done with Trump. And they want to get the evidence to make sure that Biden and Harris and all those are long gone and buried. And same thing with Merrick Garland and Ray and all the other clowns. They all have to be gone, and we need to continue to do that. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming on the show. We'll see you on Wednesday at 8 p.m. It was an interesting show. God bless you all, and let's get this done the right way. And here we go.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Hi everyone. God bless America, and see you on Wednesday, 8 p.m. for another exciting show. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time on The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show here on Block Talk Radio, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Networks. And don't forget to sign up and subscribe to our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. God bless you all, and have a very pleasant evening.